Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 26th day of October, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Special announcement for all you folks that plan on seeing me in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, in 2 days, Saturday the 28th. The time has been moved back 1 hour to 11 a.m. instead of 1 p.m. for a start time. The banner on my website's been changed, now reflecting that. So my speaking engagement in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Saturday the 28th, will start at 11 o'clock in the morning. Be sure you make note of that, 11 o'clock a.m. The change happened due to circumstances beyond my control, dealing with the hotel management. But it'll be a good event, and look forward to seeing as many of you there as can be there, Saturday the 28th of October at 11 a.m. at the Red Line Inn in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Prepper tip of the day. I don't believe I've ever given this one before. It's a new one. Everyone on your team, beginning at the point where they're potty trained, should know how to swim. Seriously. It's something that those of us in special operations take for granted. You're not allowed to become part of special operations unless you can pass a swimming test. But in my opinion, every man, woman, and child should be able to swim. That's not an optional skill, in my opinion. And if you don't know how to swim, well, get over it. Take some lessons. Learn how to swim. You'll be very glad you did that. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a husband, father, grandfather, rancher, proprietor of an excellent website, ruralsurvival.info, veteran of the United States Navy Submarine Corps, and generally man about town. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. Hey, you know, you were just talking about that mandatory swim test for Spec Ops people and all. Lori, right. When she and I were stationed at Belle Chasse in New Orleans, used to have to test the pilots on swimming, Navy pilots, right, and they had to pass a swim test on a regular basis. And it would amaze you how many people in the Navy don't know how to swim.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't amaze me at all. It's something people don't talk about, but it's a sizable percentage. And what brought this to mind was this attack in Nigeria, where these men were killed. One of the special forces troopers was a African American, which it's a matter of physiology.
Yes.
African Americans have denser bodies in general than Caucasians and Asians, making
it
much more difficult for them to swim. It is very difficult for African Americans to swim and pass a swim test, which they can do, it is difficult for them. So
it's much harder. It takes much more physical exertion for them than it does Caucasians. That I know for a fact. And it's, like I said, it's nothing racist. It's just the way it is. Their bones are so much denser, and it's so much harder for them to stay afloat.
It is. It is. And which is why when I was in Special Forces, out of 600 men in the sixth group that I was in, there was maybe five or six African Americans, maybe, which would be, what would that be, 0.1%?
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like Submarine Force, a crew of 150, there were two black men on board my first submarine out of 150.
Right.
So that's
right.
A little bit greater percentage, but still, yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. And it's nothing against them whatsoever. In fact, both of these men were some of my best friends.
Exactly. Well, my daughter got her first swim lessons when she was still not quite potty trained, and it's not optional. And everybody should have that skill. Everyone, every living, breathing human being should know how to swim. Moving on from there, Tim. You and I talked briefly this morning about the excellent article at All News Pipeline, and it's a good summary without getting too carried away. I believe a good summary of the current threats that we're facing, and people need to be aware of this and do what you and I would call prudent preparation, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what can I say, John? You know, that peace of mind you get by knowing that you've done everything you can do to be ready for whatever comes, it can't be beat. You know, I'm looking at, I haven't looked at their site. I haven't looked at Susan's site yet. You know, I look at all the things people like Dave Hodges are saying, oh, you got to stock up on food and all that. And it's so nice to sit back and, you know, do that mental check off and, yep, done, no problem. Water, done, no problem. You know, it's so nice to be able to do that and not have to sweat it.
Absolutely. So that's good advice. Everybody's got their own financial situation. You do what you can do. Perhaps you can't afford a pallet of freeze-dried food, which would be several hundreds of dollars, quite a few hundreds of dollars. But most people, when they go to their supermarket, they could pick up an extra bag of rice, an extra bag of beans every time that they go, rice and beans.
That's what we do.
Right, exactly. And then I think it's a good idea to have one of those vacuum pack machines as well. If you're storing up those, if you're buying them incrementally like that, I would just go ahead and vacuum pack them in two more bags. Anything important, I always vacuum pack twice because I've seen about a 5-10% failure rate on these vacuum sealed bags that I seal up myself. But when you double bag them, vacuum pack each one twice, there's a far less failure of both, isn't there?
Yeah, that's what it seems like, John. Now, I don't have one of those machines myself. I still want to get one. But from talking to so many other people that are like you that have them, yeah, that's what it seems like. About 1 out of 20, 1 out of 15 will fail.
Exactly. Well, this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. Now, those They sell these on Amazon and Walmart, and you're looking at not a whole lot of money. The most efficient way to do it is to, in my opinion, is get the rolls, not the pre-cut bags, but the rolls where you cut off just what you need for whatever application it might be. I vacuum pack books, and which would be a King James Bible and Special Forces Manual, and 10 ways out, let's say 6 ways in, 12 ways out. And then Professor McCanny's book on survival of Planet X. I keep those vacuum packed in my gun safe, ready for use in the future if ever necessary.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's a really good idea.
Yep. And it doesn't, you know, these are books I would have anyway. They're extra copies, so I still have books that I can read. But, yeah, they vacuum pack them, put them in a place where they can't be harmed, such as a gun safe, and you're good to go.
Right. Absolutely. Yep.
So what books would you vacuum pack, Tim?
I like you, the King James version of the Bible would be the main one. Most of my stuff is digital. I've got a metal box that I can put a tablet in and a couple of copies of the flash drive and stuff like that. So it's EMP proof. And when I say I have it ready, it is literally right beside my bed and open. So all I got to do is grab, drop, close, you know, if it looks like anything's going to happen.
Right, right.
It's literally that quick. 1 second, I can have stuff secured.
That's good. So that's good.
That's my two main things.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen on November 4th. There's been a list published of the cities that Antifa plans on having their demonstrations/riots. They're not big enough by themselves to do very much except cause some local disruptions. Now,
and I don't think they're going to get the people jumping on board that they claim they're going to.
No, they'll have their paid minions. Will
but
show
I think
up,
that's
going
to be it, pretty much.
I believe you're right. Now, if there's help from other entities that have other things, like if ISIS decides to jump in there to cause problems, or MS-13, or other communists that are around the country, that could certainly multiply the effect of what may or may not happen on November the 4th, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, it could. You know, I did a little bit of reading yesterday. I don't remember where I was at, but I did a little bit of reading yesterday. And this Antifa thing actually has its roots pre-World War II in Europe. Did you know that?
Well, I've seen photographs of their predecessor groups with a swastika being prominent in these meetings.
Yeah, that was after the Antifa and the Brown Church joined up. Originally, they were fighting each other, from what I read, if the history I read was true. Originally, they were fighting each other and decided to join up because, you know, they basically stood for the same things.
Right.
So, you know, I just found that quite interesting.
I did also. People need to be aware of the history of the different groups and where their financial backing comes from, what their mission statement is. Learn how to read between the lines and understand the language they use and the words they use, which don't necessarily mean the same thing as we might think before we do a little
exactly.
homework, right? Right, right.
Exactly, John.
I was pretty surprised. Now, back during the Vietnam War, there was a lot of Marxists hanging around the anti-war movement. And I got to know some of these men and women, and I was a bit surprised at first of their very big support for Abraham Lincoln. I didn't know enough about Abraham Lincoln to understand why at the time.
Right.
I've since learned that Abraham Lincoln's administration had Marxists in it that had been part of the unsuccessful communist revolution in Germany only a few years before.
Correct.
People don't know this. Abraham Lincoln has been elevated to some kind of a quasi-godlike status in this country, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And in reality, I forgot the exact word, but something equivalent to scallywag is how he was described by a majority of the both the Democrats and almost all Southern politicians prior to the War of Northern Aggression. He was not well-liked. He was seen as a liar and a lawyer. You know, maybe those are synonymous. I don't know.
Right.
He was not at all well-received in his own time.
No, not at all. And the belief that he wanted slavery to end is a fallacy as well.
All you got to do is read his first inauguration speech.
You what?
All you got to do is read his inauguration speech.
Oh, okay.
He vowed not to mess with slavery.
Right. Well, I find it rather ironic that most of the 300-plus million people in the United States think that the War of Northern Aggression, which most people call the Civil War, was one country invading another to end the slavery in the other country. While... isn't it ironic that you would engage in such an activity while you have slavery legal and openly practiced in the country that's doing the attacking?
Yes, it's quite ironic. Yes.
And here's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. The Civil War was two countries, the United States of America, the Confederate States of America, both of which had slavery legal all during the war. In the states of Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware, which were part of the United States of America, men, women, boys, and girls were bought and sold all during the Civil War, weren't they, Tim?
Yes, they were. Absolutely.
So, my great-grandfather was drafted into the Union Army 17 miles from where I'm sitting in Steelville, Missouri. It did not work out well for him. He was only in there 6 months. The war ended, which probably saved his life. But I know where his sympathies lie because his son-in-law, my grandfather, his name was Robert Lee Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And I've no doubt that my great grandfather and my grandfather got along famously. It's a fallacy. If you're fighting a war to end slavery and you're conducting that activity yourself, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, it was about money. It wasn't about slavery. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Those 13 states, Confederate states, they were the money-generating engine of the United States of America. They provided most of the money going to the U.S. Treasury, and they were getting almost none of it back.
And correct.
That's what the war was about, ladies and gentlemen. It was about money, money, money. As the song from Cabaret goes, money makes the world go around. The world go around. Yes, it does.
Yep.
And
it was two countries,
one invading the other to keep that stream of revenue being generated. It's been said recently, and it's quite true, the federal government of the United States in 1861 could have bought all the slaves in the South for less money.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously no loss of life for less money and no loss of life because they were a commodity to be bought and sold like a bag of potatoes, weren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Just like I liken it more to horses, mules, livestock that you have to keep healthy.
Well, that's probably a better analogy. But the bottom line is, they could have the Northern government, the United States, could have gone to all the slave markets and bought all the slaves. That would have been the end of it. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. October. Tim, do you have any of your survival libraries on a flash drive in stock, sir?
Yes. I've got six of them right now ready to go out. Cost is $59.95 for U.S. customers, $77.95 for everywhere else on the planet. 1,570 documents plus on a little tiny flash drive that weighs less than 10 grams. I mean, it's just a fantastic assortment of stuff, covering almost every subject you can imagine, 200-plus military manuals, more than that. Let me see, almost 400 different military manuals, hundreds of miscellaneous documents and books, 172 generator manuals. I mean, you name it, it's on there.
Well, I found one of my neighbors bought military generator, and I found manual for it on a flash drive, and I printed it out hard copy on three-hole punch paper, put it in a three-ring binder, and he was just like a kid with a new bicycle on Christmas morning.
I bet.
Because he didn't have a clue where to get one of these manuals. He did not have a clue. And the index is there on your website. You don't need to buy a pig in a poke, as my grandmother would say. You'll find, I know I did, I found several dozen publications, books that I'm really glad that I've incorporated into my private library. And almost everybody will find several dozen. Once you've found three or four, it's paid for itself, but you'll find dozens that will be of great interest that you'll be very glad to have. Right, Tim?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got everything on there from canning to probably three or 400 miscellaneous manuals that just cover all kinds of aspects of life in general. I would be surprised if somebody didn't find probably 25 books or manuals on there that they want. It's just incredible how much is there.
And, that's right.
It definitely took some work to put it together, but it's been worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I guess we ought to tell people how to find them.
Well, how do they find them?
Well, folks need to go to ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. There's a picture of a flash drive on the top right of every page. You just click on that, and that opens up the ordering page and the page that has the link to the 53-page index, and you can find everything you need to know about it right there.
All right. Something we haven't talked about for a while, but we've had, Steve Whitman, I think, is the shining example of somebody starting out writing articles for ruralsurvival.info and then going on to become a published author. I believe Steve has finished 7 novels now and is working on number 8, if I'm not mistaken. And it all began with my urging him and your also urging him to begin writing for ruralsurvival.info, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And he is one of these guys with a natural talent for writing. You know, it's not something he worked on, I don't think. It definitely wasn't anything he developed over years. You know, but some people just have that natural talent for writing, and he is one of them.
That went unknown for five decades plus, unknown to him. And there's lots of people listening to us right now that are wondering, well, do I have writing talent? Well, here's how you find out. You start writing for ruralsurvival.info. Write about something you know.
That's right.
Something related to hobby farms. It can be anything. Animal husbandry, gardening, maintenance of tools, how to drive a tractor. Whatever it is related to, which there's dozens and dozens of possibilities there. And get that to Tim and just start writing and start getting published. Right, Tim?
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely don't turn down stuff unless it's just incredibly erroneous or just written in very bad taste. I think there's only been one or two articles we've ever turned down. So, yeah, shoot me an email, office@ruralsurvival.info. Tell me about what you have, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, all these issues that we're concerned about continue to move forward. Some, and we've talked about this before, how things will drift in and out of the mainstream media. The Middle East is not on the mainstream media's radar at all at the moment, is it?
No, it's not. And I find that interesting considering how much is going on. You know, Iraq, I believe it was yesterday or day before, simply asked the United States to leave. But you didn't see that anywhere in the news.
That's a big deal. I wasn't aware of that. That's a really big deal. And it's amazing, isn't it? We got a bomb down break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. We're going to talk about the energy cleaner. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 26th of October. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week where we talk about a very special product called the Energy Cleaner. We begin these conversations with my friend, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, Mr. Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you. Well, a couple updates for you, gentlemen. I've been in contact with Diane Zerger, who was with us every Thursday for a number of years, and I'm looking forward to talking to her soon. She's been on vacation, and I'm going to encourage her to come back on the show at least occasionally to give us updates on her mission to save the planet one energy cleaner at a time. I've also been in touch with Steve Whitman. He's back in Boston. The fish camp is shut down for the season, and Steve has agreed to come on the show also and tell his story. Ever since I came back from Prague, we've got so many new listeners who never heard Diane Zerger, never heard Steve Whitman, and these people need to be educated also, don't they, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely.
They do. And Diane is so perky and upbeat. She brings a, a whole new level of enthusiasm that us three guys can't do, can we, Tom?
No, she she's a very unique person, and it was always really interesting to hear her reports, John. It really was.
Right. She's an Air Force veteran who rides her Kawasaki Nomad back and forth to work when weather allows up there in Minnesota. And what a gal.
John, didn't she tell us she smokes cigars?
I don't recall that specifically. Do you, Tim?
No, I don't recall that at all, no.
I think one time she told us that she smoked cigars.
It wouldn't surprise me. She's quite a woman.
Rides a motorcycle to work and everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, owning a motorcycle in Minnesota is certainly a leap of faith, isn't it, Tim?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, brutal. We don't know what winter is down here.
No, it gets cold there.
When and if you've never been that far north, ladies and gentlemen, they have gates on the interstate highway. Seriously, the first time I saw it, I thought, "What in the world is this?" There's gates. That's to keep people from going any further. In the direction they're going, or to keep them from getting on the highway in the first place, once that snow and ice gets too bad. And when you walk outside, and those little hairs inside your nostrils freeze the first breath you take, you know you're in some cold weather. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the energy cleaner. All kidding aside, this is a healing device. I've shipped hundreds of these literally all over the planet. I've shipped them to every continent with the exception of the Antarctic, and we always speculate whether the 3,000 men and women at McMurdo Station who are down there to count penguins and take ice core samples, as if you need 3,000 people to count penguins and take ice core samples, we always speculate whether they have an energy cleaner or two or 10 or 100 down there. But regardless, I've shipped them all over the planet, and I use mine every night, and we've got people. Diane Zerger is not the exception. She becomes the rule. We've had, I know I've had Tom and Tim, people buy their second and third. We had a gentleman last month bought five in addition to the three he already had. Now, Tim, you know my listeners as well as anybody because you co-host with me. You substitute when I'm gone. And of course, you have your own show now. You know that your listeners and my listeners both are educated people who actually do own, actually do read books. They're not the run of the mill Americans who would write a letter to an actor pretending to be a doctor ask for medical advice, are they, Tim?
No. No, certainly the caliber of our listeners is very high. Compared to the rest of the population, there's no question about that.
Right. So these people are buying a second, third, fourth, eighth, tenth unit because the first one worked. I'm working with a woman right now in Steelville. She's got a loaner, and initially the power of the energy cleaner was too much, and so about 9 days ago, I had her take six of the nine batteries out because. One of the things energy cleaner does, ladies and gentlemen, is detox the heavy metals and other toxins in your body. And if your toxic buildup is too much, it could be the energy cleaner power could be too much too soon. So what we do is remove six of the nine batteries, or nine D cell batteries. That reduces the power by 2/3, and then it slows down the detox, and people can tolerate it. Then can't they, Tom?
Yes, that's right, John. And it doesn't matter which row of batteries that you leave in. There's three rows of three each. So you take out any two of those three rows. And as long as that lamp's blinking, then you'll know it's working. So one row of batteries will run it at a much reduced level.
Exactly. These are simple machines, by the way. There's no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one LED light. What Tom just called a lamp, that alternately flashes red, are green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. Then there's one place to plug in one wire. That's it. That's all there is to it. You plug in that wire. That wire can be attached to a metal spoon that you put in a bathtub full of comfortably warm water, or a hot tub turned down to 98 degrees, or to the mattress pad that I sell. Most people use the mattress pad method. It's simple. You don't have to do anything except go to sleep, which you do every night anyway. And that mattress pad puts that signal out to anybody who's on that bed. And we got twin size, full queen king, California king, and of course a handy travel size, what I like to use on trips. Or if you've got a injured body part, such as a knee or an ankle or a shoulder, you can put that pad over that injured body part or the back of your neck and focus that energy on that injured body part to get more rapid healing. You can read up on the Energy Cleaner at my website, ladies and gentlemen, the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. And, of course, I should have did this years ago, but it didn't occur to me until about 3 years ago. This is my third year of offering a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing. $285 for the Energy Cleaner, shipping included, American zip codes. Mattress pads vary according to the size. And I do have a toll-free auto line, keeping in mind I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and checks may be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Here's my toll-free auto line. And after we give that, I'm going to have a drawing, because our drawing last week, the individual has not responded. A toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day for the Energy Cleaner. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Okay, I'm reached in. I pulled out the card here. And it's one of our regular callers, it turns out. It's Rick in Missouri.
Cool.
So how about that? I wasn't looking. I should have looked, but I don't look. I try to keep this fair for everybody. So, Rick, you may be listening, and if you are, give me a call. We'll work this out. I've got your phone number, obviously. I need to ask you, Tim, has Rick written any articles for Rural Survival yet?
No, but we're talking about making some videos this spring.
Okay.
You know, actually me going up there with him, the two of us taking a couple of days and making 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 minute videos on various things that Rick is super proficient at.
Well, good. So, he's got some,
that's
he's got some unique
right
skill
now.
Set. Rick has some unique skill sets. He's a fun guy to be around, quite frankly. Because
he is.
He's just a fun guy to be around. Well, okay. Well, Rick, you've got the opportunity now. This is for everybody to listen here. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You get that postcard in. We'd have a drawing every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. And it's a, I know Mr. Stat Miller and the staff at Republic Broadcasting appreciate this fundraiser, which has been funded and sponsored by Tom Berryhill. And Tom, every time I talk to Mr. Stat Miller, he's very appreciative of your effort that you're putting out here, sir.
Well, that's good, John. I'm glad to do it. And I think we all have to contribute best of our ability to help Republic Broadcasting. It's a very valuable source of information.
It is. And here I am, the three of us, we're talking to 10,000 people right now, maybe more if you look at the archives long term. And we can't see who we're talking to. So I get feedback from people that show up at movie night, and I know how appreciative people are of the information that I put out, that Tim puts out, all the different hosts that Republic Broadcasting puts out. It's an education, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the reality is, if I had the time, I think I could listen to Republic all day long. Of course, I don't. But I actually know people that, through their phones, do listen to Republic all day long, 7 days a week, through their phones.
Right.
You know,
and
I think good on them.
And yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine who comes to movie night every Friday, and I said, here's what you do. You get yourself a small FM transmitter. You set that up. He's got free to air one of these satellite dish things, and just set it up to broadcast that FM signal around your ranch there, and have a small FM receiver, and you can go about your activities in your workshop, in your garden, and so forth, and be listening to Republic Broadcasting at the same time. And it's a simple off the shelf technology at this point, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it is. It was very difficult to do this, even as little as 15 years ago, John. But the equipment availability has, it's just made it so much easier. You can go on eBay and buy those transmitters for a very low cost, and of course, the free-to-air satellite system doesn't cost that much, and you're all set. Or you can actually feed the output of your computer for the speakers. Just feed that into that transmitter. It works quite well.
Right. Well, free to air is a, and I don't sell these, but they're easy to find. I think there's still a link on my website, Tim, on my links page for the gentleman selling the free to air satellite system. It's about less than $300 worth of equipment, no monthly charge. It's great for listening to radio, but when it comes to TV, I hope you like Saudi Arabian golf tournaments and Polish soccer games. But but it's great for radio. It's great for radio, TV is not the kind of thing most people want to watch on that free satellite thing. But it's great for radio, isn't it, Tom?
It sure is. It works really good for that.
It does. Well, Tim, you've been using Energy Clear now. This is year number 7, is it, or number 8? I've lost
eight.
Track.
Eight.
As of this month, you're number 8, or late last month. And it's changed your life in ways you couldn't even conceive of at the beginning point, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still credit you and that energy cleaner with saving my life. I truly do. I've had other problems since, but, the energy cleaner can only do just so much. And by the way, Tom and John, both of you, I found out something. Now that I've had my leg amputated, every night when I lay down on the energy cleaner, the first 5 to 7 minutes, I can feel that energy cleaner going after that stump. I mean, it actually causes minor pain. But after that, does it feel good.
Right. Well, that's a healing process taking place. This signal, ladies and gentlemen, it's an electrostatic healing signal is what we call it. It goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That is the healing process, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is, John, and down to the cellular level. If you can allow those cells to be reinvigorated, powered up, almost like a set of jumper cables for a battery, because every cell is like a microscopic battery, the cells are also small pumps that will pull in fresh nutrients, push out the waste material and toxins. You clean those cells out, and they'll start functioning properly again.
That's right.
And you can regain your health.
Right. And the intelligence that built your body in the first place will heal your body after that. We got a caller on hold here. We got Ty in Austin. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call. You really struck on something there that I've been wanting to express for a long time. But first, just to not go completely off target here, I've called in a few times and given my testimony on the energy cleaner. Now I'm probably in the slightly younger side of the demographic here. I'm be 44 here pretty soon, but it's an amazing healing device. That is the right way to describe it. I went from having chronic neck pain that would come severely out of nowhere and last for a week. Oh, I don't know. I'd have that every 6 to 8 weeks. It would take me a week to get rid of it. I've had 2 of those episodes in the last 12 months, and there's nothing else that's changed in my life. So the energy cleaner is amazing. RBN is also amazing. I'm one of those guys that has the ability, just for what I do, have a lot of time to where I'm concentrating on the computer or driving. So I've got the earbuds in, and I'm listening to the John Moore Show every morning religiously. And then, the other shows that I like, I tune into. It really is the easiest way to catch the show live. if you have an unlimited plan, you know, if you're not getting charged for minutes and you've got a smartphone, that's the way to go. But the thing that really struck me that I wanted to share with everybody out there that's listening is John's show has a pattern to it. He has similar guests each week. It's predictable. You know pretty much what's coming unless someone's busy and can't tune in. And so it would lead somebody perhaps to think, it's the same thing every week. It's quite the opposite. Even though the show is predictable and you know who's coming on, I have yet to ever listen to a John and Tom Energy Cleaner half hour and not learn something new. And that goes the same with Jimmy Gensling. Goes the same with the doc coming up here in a minute. Even, John, when you talk about things that you've talked about before, there's always something new to learn. It's amazing. It really blows my mind, and I love it. I'm an information junkie, and this is the place to get it, folks. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Ty, thank you. Your check's in the mail. We appreciate it. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 26th of October. Well, Tim, I occasionally talk about energy cleaner procrastinators. It's been kind of a fun thing, but on one hand that we talk about. But on the other, you yourself, sir, you were for about 2 weeks, not terribly long, energy cleaner procrastinator. And I've asked you a number of times your advice to people who listen to us, for weeks, possibly months, thinking, pondering, wondering if their arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, not getting a good night's sleep, if it'll help. What's your message to these energy clear procrastinators, Tim?
Well, that's very simple. Get one now. If it doesn't work, send it back. Get your money back. But if it does work, look at all that extra time you're feeling good that you wouldn't have been if you put it off 6 months.
That's right.
It's that simple.
That is that simple. We got our last caller here this hour, Chance in West Virginia. Good morning, Chance.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. I just tuned in. Did I hear Tim Spencer in the background, by the way?
He's right here.
Yes, you did.
Mr. Spencer, it's so good to know that you're doing well. I've been keeping you in my prayers.
Thank you. It helps.
Yes.
Prayers help.
That's all I wanted to say. God bless you now.
Chance, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Your dilemma that began almost, was it 8 months ago now, Tim, when that ambulance
March
15th. Ride?
March 15th, yes, sir.
It's been a wild ride for you, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah, it has. I was asked the other day how many times I'd been admitted to the hospital, and Lori and I couldn't come up with a number. It's been so many times.
Yeah. And it's not a trip across town. It's how many miles one way?
Well, it's 2.5 hours one way. I think it's like 135 miles.
That sounds about right for a 2.5 hour drive. Yeah, it's been a real marathon for you and a struggle, and for your family, and you're on the downside of it now.
Yes, I am. The stump is healing well. The phantom pain is a whole new experience. You know, I even yesterday, you know, it felt like my toes were being crushed, and I reached down to grab a foot that wasn't there without thinking. So even after 5 weeks, as of today, of it being gone, I'm still grabbing for a limb that's not there. And I laugh at myself, but in a way it's, you know, so silly, it's frustrating. It's quite an experience.
Right. Right. It is quite an experience. Well, Energy Clear has been there for you. And do you have a tag on the side of yours to advise you when to change the batteries, Tim?
No, I just remember first week of September every year.
Oh, okay. So it's engraved in your brain, then, and you don't need to have a tag. I keep a tag on mine because I don't try to remember, because I've got 3 or 4 units that I use for different purposes.
Well,
gentlemen, thank you. We're out of time. Appreciate it.
All right. Tom, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, buddy.
Okay, I'll be here.
Okay.
Okay.
Top of the hour break, we'll be back with Don Kubley. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.